For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big A Morning Mess. My name's Mark K. Megan's here as well.
Hi.
Yeah, she's very excited. And Savannah's hanging out too. We're talking about this story. Jada Pinkett Smith apparently does his Facebook show now on Facebook Watch with her daughter, right?
Yeah, Red Table Talk.
Red Table Talk, because they're sitting at a red table.
Red table, yeah. It's very creative.
That's very cool. Okay, we're talking. We're at a red table. Let's call it Red Table Talk.
Yep.
And this show, I mean, it's only been on a couple of weeks, but it seems like every week they get their butts in the press somehow.
Well, it's because they're talking about like very personal, serious issues each time too.
Yeah, it's like their own little reality show. When they were talking about losing their hair, not so much Willow, because Jada, you know, Jada Pinkett is older, and I guess she's the one losing her hair, right?
Yeah, that's what she says.
Although, if Willow doesn't keep flipping her hair back and forth or whatever, she might lose some of it too. Don't do that. You might lose it.
That's...
Yeah. So they don't know why she's losing her hair, but she is. And she started, what did she say? She's starting to wear a wig or something?
She's wearing like a turban on around her head. Yeah. Because people have been asking her why she's wearing that so much. And it's because she thinks she's losing her hair. She said she went in the shower and she like said so much was coming out at once and she started freaking out. But like she said, doctors have told her it could be stress. It could be like alopecia, or I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I remember, I don't remember big clumps of my hair falling out. I just remember, you know, I guess it was progressively just. And then one day I woke up and there was no hair.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's, I guess, the way it's going to be. I never thought of wearing a turban, though.
I just think it's different for men. Like, if you're a man and you don't have hair, like, it's like, who cares? I mean, I know, obviously, it's like a really, you know, a hard thing to go through, but I still feel like it's more, like, acceptable if you're a dude and you don't have hair. But I feel like for a woman, like, it's just so much more intense.
My in-laws were in town this weekend, and my mother-in-law told my wife that she was starting to lose her hair. That my mother-in-law was.
Right.
She goes, I'm starting to go bald. And then she looked at my wife and said, which means you're going to go bald.
Oh, I'm sure that made
and
her feel good.
And I was
good.
Like, great. Now I have this to look forward to.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's like wigs. Would you wear a wig if you started losing your hair?
I would, yeah.
You would?
Especially if I was like younger. Like Jada Pinkett Smith is younger. Like I feel like, I mean,
she's not that old.
No, she's like 50. So I feel like, yeah, if I were her, I would.
You'd wear a little wig.
But also, I don't know. She looks cute with those turbans too. So like,
yeah,
she can pull those off.
Savannah, would you wear a wig if you were going bald?
Probably not.
No?
No.
You just like let it roll?
Yeah. I'd get like hats and beanies.
Hats and beanies.
Headwear.
Yeah,
but it's like so hot.
That's the thing in Florida.
I mean,
even a wig.
A wig would be hot.
Yeah, but beanies? I mean, it's too hot.
I feel like a wig would be hotter than a beanie.
I feel like they're equally sweaty.
I don't know.
If you get like the big loose beanie, you know, that just kind of hangs like a, you know, like a loose beanie.
But then you're still bald. Like, I mean, that's not like covering up your bald head.
I think that people would like me for myself and who I am without my hair.
You think?
I'm just kidding. They probably
would. They would. They'd avoid being seen in public with you, but they'd like you. 3-3-4-0-95-95. Ladies, are you losing your hair? If so, what do you do about it? Megan just told us over the break she went to the doctor because she too, much like Jada Pinkett Smith, started losing her hair.
Well, I just feel like it's like thinning at a rapid pace. Like,
it's thinning at a rapid pace. Wait, is this because this isn't because of your split ends? This is different, right?
No, that doesn't even make sense.
Because I know you always look at your split ends and you're very concerned about those.
I'm just looking at them though. It's just a habit.
Where are you losing your hair?
I'm not really losing it. Like the doctor was not concerned. She just said that I have what's it called? Telogen effluvium. I can't say it.
Wow, you
but
have
basically it's like stress.
You have telogen effluvium.
Yeah.
That's very
it's
serious.
Like stress and they didn't see anything that was like super concerning. But
you
it
have
just
stress?
Feels it feels like so much hair is coming out. So it's and when you experience that, it's really stressful. And
what
like,
happened
what
to you?
What the hell is going on?
Were
it's
you
scary.
Just like you were like what you were brushing your hair and it all
nothing
fell
has
out?
Even happened to me. Like there's been no changes in my life.
Yeah.
Like it's not like there's nothing going on. Like I mean, I'm being honest with you. There's really nothing going on. So I don't really know why it just happened. But like, even my hairstylist is like, your hair feels fine in like the normal way. But it's just so much, it feels like so much is coming out. Like every time I touch it, like hairs are like in my hand.
When did you first notice that you were suffering from elephant telephalangitis? Was it when you got promoted and started working here with me every day? Was it when you got Cooper? Was it when you turned 30? What was
like
the
a couple months ago?
A couple months ago.
None of the above.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, because it's like when you experience it, it's like totally out of your control, so it's really scary. It's a really scary thing to be like, what the hell is wrong with me? Like, why is this happening?
Sure.
And then it makes you feel like a little bit self-conscious. Like, I don't know, just a lot about your hair is...
I mean, you don't look like you're losing your hair.
I know. That's what everyone keeps saying. And I don't know. And I know your hair goes through like cycles where you will lose more hair at some points in your life.
My hair has cycled through totally at this point. It's like, we're all done.
I feel like it's a little awkward talking to you about this.
No, please. I'm an expert. I'm an expert on elephalangitis. So wait a minute. Come here. If I pulled your hair, would it come out?
No, probably not.
Like, could I rip out a clump of your hair?
No.
You don't think
so? It's not coming out. Like, it's not like that. It's just
because
like,
you're not stressed at this
when
moment.
If I'm combing it or brushing it, like, a lot of hair is, like, out. And
but,
it's
I mean,
so
I feel
scary.
Like that comes out anyway, right?
Yeah, you're supposed to lose 80 to 100 hairs a day. So so that's normal. But I feel like it's more than that sometimes. And I think it is more than that.
You should count them. Have Savannah count. Next time, bring in your hair, say, hey, Savannah, please tell me if I have more than 80 to 100 hairs. And we'll just make her one, two, three.
She's like, I quit.
That's her job. No way. That's as our producer, her job is to make sure that we have everything we need. And if you need someone to count the hairs in your brush.
I need you to put these hairs back in my head.
That's right. Get some crazy glue. 340-9595. So your doctor said, you don't have to change your diet.
She
you have to be concerned
very
at all?
Concerned. Yeah. She was just like, you know, she gave me like some special shampoo to like, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Did it say Elmer's on it?
No. Just like for your scalp, you know, to make it like a healthy scalp.
Oh, got
and
it. Okay, perfect.
Hopefully it works. So far, still losing hair.
340-90. If that doesn't work, we'll go buy you some Jada Pinkett Smith turbans.
Okay, great.
340-9595. Ladies, have you noticed that you've been losing your hair? And what do you do about it? Anne from San Marco, how are you?
Good. Hi. How are you?
Hey, we're good, Anna. What do you want to say about going bald?
I just wanted to say that when I was back in my 30s.
Yeah?
Are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're here. Are you there?
Okay. Yes, I am.
Oh, we're having, we have like a bad, looks like we have a bad signal.
Oh, no. Megan, I hope that you went to see a dermatologist.
Yeah, I did.
That's who you're supposed to see for hair loss?
Yes, I did.
Mine was from a thyroid issue.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people have been telling me, too. But I got blood work done, and everything's normal.
I can tell you that the doctor told me mine was stress-related, even though I didn't feel like I was under stress.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of my stress actually was losing my friggin' hair because it's terrible. Every time I would do anything, hair was all over my shoulders. It was in my fingers.
Oh, no.
And so but it took about 6 months, and I could feel, you know, my hair growing back because your scalp starts to itch a little bit.
So wait a minute. But you're saying that your stress came from losing your hair, and as a result, you lost more hair?
I originally they said it was some stress related things that to me were minor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I really think that it snowballed because I started to stress more about losing my hair than anything else because I have very long hair and it got thin, not on top like some ladies get, but it was just thin to me. You know, if I was in a pool or something, it was felt like, you know, my ponytail was about the size of a pencil.
Right. Oh, no. It feels thin like all around, like not on top. That's the same. But
mine did come back and I have very long hair. You know, I'm 25 years older than that now. I have very long hair. It's very thick. So it will come back.
So yours was from thyroid.
Mine ended up being somewhat thyroid related. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. And Megan, get your thyroid checked.
I did like last year, but I guess I should do it again.
No, you got to go back. You got to get tested.
Okay.
They have a test for that. They'll say, you know,
I know.
Question number one, spell thyroid.
You pass.
Yeah, okay, good.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.